Good morning. I'd like to call the 8th Osage Nation Congress to order. Today is December 6th. The time is 10 a.m. We are on day 5 of our agenda. Congressman Big Horse, will you say our morning prayer, please?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. If y'all will join in with me. Dear God, Heavenly Father, and your Son, Jesus Christ, we come to you, dear God, Heavenly Father, just asking that you look down upon all of our mourners today. Dear God, Heavenly Father, we've had a lot of mourners this past month, dear God, Heavenly Father, and we just ask that you reach down and touch all of those families, dear God, Heavenly Father. And dear God, Heavenly Father, we just ask that you, again, bless our veterans that are in harm's way, dear God, Heavenly Father, and those that are getting ready to be deployed, dear God, Heavenly Father. Ask that you bless our elders and bless our little children's hearts and minds, dear God, Heavenly Father. We ask all these things in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse?
Present.
Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Congressman Keene?
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon? Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Potts?
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Present.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Speaker Goodfox?
Present.
Assistant Chief Walker?
Here.
Next on the agenda is approval of the journal.
Madam Speaker.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Motion to approve the Journal of December 1st, 2022 as presented.
Second. Motion on the floor and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Seeing none, it passes. Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, thank you, Speaker. I'd like to move to add the encumbered funds policy to the proclamation for this special session.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion on the floor and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Seeing none, it passes. Thank you. Next, we have reports of select committees. Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. The Appropriations Committee met on ONCA 2304 yesterday. Excuse me. Was it yesterday? No.
Thursday.
It was Thursday, wasn't it? Thursday. And reviewed ONCA 2173, an act to amend ONCA 2173 to authorize supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in non-tribal funds in the amount of $41,739 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Shaw. The final committee action was a due pass. The voting results were 6 in favor: Stabler, Rivard, Shaw, Lemon, Good Fox, and Big Horse. Next, committee met on ONCA 2305, an act to amend ONCA 2195 to make supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in non-tribal funds in the amount of $162,524 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor was Congresswoman Shaw. Final committee action was a due pass with amendments. Voting results were 6 yes: Stabler, Rivard, Shaw, Lemon, Good Fox, and Big Horse. Committee also met on ONCA 2307, an act to amend ONCA 21110 to provide supplemental appropriation to the judicial branch in non-tribal funds in the amount of $5,108 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor was Congresswoman Shaw. The final committee action was a due pass. Voting results, 6 in favor: Stabler, Rivard, Shaw, Lemon, Good Fox, and Big Horse. Committee also met on ONCA 2308, an act to authorize and appropriate $100,000 to the Hominy Village Committee Fund for the construction of an equipment storage building and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Maker. The final committee action was a due pass with amendments. The voting results were 6 yes: Stabler, Rivard, Shaw, Lemon, Good Fox, and Big Horse. Committee also met on ONCR 2302, a resolution to approve a retained revenue policy of the Osage Nation Treasury. Sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. The final committee action was a due pass. The voting results were 6 in favor of Stabler, Rivard, Shaw, Lemon, Good Fox, and Big Horse. Committee also met on ONCR 2303, a resolution to approve the financial management plan and investment strategy of the Osage Nation. Sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. The final committee action was a due pass, and voting results were 6 in favor of Stabler, Rivard, Shaw, Lemon, Good Fox, and Big Horse. And the committee met on ONCR 2304, a resolution to approve the end of fiscal year encumbered policy and end of fiscal year encumbered funds carryover policy of the Osage Nation Treasury. Sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. The final committee action was the due pass with amendments. The voting results were 6 in favor: Stabler, Rivard, Shaw, Lemon, Good Fox, and Big Horse. And that's the last one.
Thank you. Next, we are on General Order Day 2, ONCR 23-01, a resolution to approve the Office of Fiscal Performance and Review Annual Audit Plan for the fiscal year of 2023, submitted by Moss Adams. The sponsor is Congresswoman Shaw. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Seeing none, it will advance to final reading after engrossment. Next, we are on motions and notices.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes, the Appropriations Committee will meet immediately following session until 3 o'clock, and we will begin at 10:30.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Just a quick update to the members. We have appropriations until 3. The chair is pretty confident that they will be done today, and everything remaining in that committee will be reported out tomorrow. and then we can fast track the bills and go for a final reading on tomorrow. So at this time, the speaker will entertain a motion to adjourn until tomorrow at 10 a.m.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. We are adjourned until tomorrow at 10 a.m. Thank you.